July 15th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, today I speak quite frankly to you and ask you to open your hearts to the truth. There are those whom I have given the opportunity to serve me in positions of authority in the church, in governments, and even in families, but they have failed me. They use their positions for personal gain, self-aggrandizement, even financial advantage. These do not deserve your unfailing obedience. Remember always, I am the ultimate authority. It is I you must please. This is the obedience you will be answerable for. All other situations of obedience are justified only insofar as they please me. My commandments must be respected and obeyed. This is how I expect all authority on earth to live. Compromise of this truth only causes encouragement in sin. Therefore, your obedience is first and foremost to my commandments. Important titles do not bear the right to transgress the truth of my commandments. Be careful where you are being led. Do not place your trust in someone who is unworthy." A note is given to read Romans chapter 16, 17 through 18. "I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties in opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by fair and flattering words, they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded." Another note is given to read Acts chapter 5, verse 29. "But Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.